Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Let's play some music here. Thank you. Self-sufficient. of any attempt to align the mind of mankind to divine is insufficient and inadequate. It's too far to get far beyond us, and God would not remain anonymous. It's far with us, and out of all of God's creation, will become fond of us.
One more song, and then we're going to get into the first message.
For that I can turn, I gotta
tonight's praise and worship part of the service. Well, now let's get into the first word of the evening. All right. Okay, it's a devotional titled New Bloodline of Freedom, and it's taken from verse 15. As children of the Most High God, we have been granted access to the unconditional, tangible, and perfect love. All we need, we have in relationship with our Father in heaven. He longs to reveal himself to us as a loving, real Father. He longs for us to live in the fullness and restored relationship with him. He longs for us to experience his vast and limitless affections. May we grow in our understanding and experience of God as our good and loving Father this week as we look at what it is to be his child. To be the child of God is to be ransomed from a nature bent against God and held captive by the bonds of sin and brought into a new life free from sin and filled with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where is the Spirit of the Lord is there is freedom. So if you are a believer, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. At salvation, you were filled with God himself, who longs to produce the incredible fruits of righteousness and freedom instead of sin that robs you of the abundant life afforded to you by Jesus' sacrifice. You have been given a new bloodline of freedom. The sinful nature of Adam no longer flows through your veins. You've been made clean and given a new nature by which you can live free from ever enslavement to sin. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, We know that our old self was crucified with Jesus in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. In order to live each day experiencing the newfound freedom you've been given in Christ, you must spend time allowing God to give you a fresh perspective. Freedom was bought for us by the blood of Jesus, but it is experienced through a willingness to allow God to transform and heal us. Experiencing freedom will come by allowing God to lead you away from your past mistakes and guide you into the perfect and blessed and pleasing will. Open your heart to him and make space for him to heal the wounds that drive you to sin. Renew your mind to the new nature you've been given in Christ and in humility depending on him for your freedom every hour of every day. You are the child of God now. The world is no longer your home. That which you see is but mere shadow of incredible glory in store for you with your Heavenly Father. In 1 Peter chapter chapter 2, verse 9 says, But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people from his own possession, that you may proclaim the experiences of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. You see, you belong to a new people of God. We have the ability and the authority not only live free from sin, but also to conquer the terrible acts of your enemy by proclaiming the powerful excellences of your Father. Okay, you have been called out from the life of simply getting by into a greater pursuit of seeing God's kingdom meet the earth and transform hearts and lives for God's eternal glory. So take time in guided prayer to allow God to give you a fresh perspective of your new bloodline of freedom. Rest in his love and lean on him for guidance and healing. May you experience a greater measure of freedom and victory today as a result of encountering the powerful love and presence of observing. So first, meditate on your new bloodline of freedom. Allow Scripture to transform your perspective about who you are in Christ. Allow God's Word to empower you to fight the temptations that have plagued you. In Romans chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer enslave to sin, for one who has died has been set free from sin. In Romans 6:11, So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 6, verse 18, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. For freedom Christ has set us free, stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Secondly, ask the Lord to show you a wound in your life that the enemy uses to lead you to sin. What past hurt are you trying to cover with sin? What need wasn't met? What did someone wrongly tell you? In Psalms 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So ask the Lord, thirdly, okay, to bring you freedom and healing today. Ask Jesus how he feels about whatever happened to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a path of continued healing and freedom that you might proclaim the excellences of your Father to a greater measure. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly possessions and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself us to redeem us from all lawlessness and purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Oftentimes, we give in to temptation because of past experience we are trying to medicate. Those who struggle with pride are often simply trying to gain affirmation that they are good enough. Okay? Those who struggle with lust are simply trying to be loved. For every habitual sin there is a wound the Lord wants to heal. So take time to continually check your hearts for wounds that are keeping you from abundant life. Don't medicate wounds that which will never truly heal you. Instead, allow the Spirit of God to come in and guide you into the path of healing. Your Heavenly Father knows every sin you've ever dealt with and the reason that you've struggled with it. He longs to guide you into a lifestyle of freedom afforded to you by the sacrifice of Jesus. May you live out the new bloodline and freedom that is yours as a child of the Most High God. Amen. I highly suggest that you read Romans chapter 6. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. So, let me ask, are you tired of dealing with your life the way it is? And do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment, okay, to ask Christ into your life, okay? Are you living like you don't know which way is up or down? You're lost and are needing to be found? Maybe you suffer from depression or some sort of anxiety, or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol or drugs or sexual immorality or gambling or overeating. Okay, whatever it may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. So that brings me to the question. Do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply pray this little simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would love you to call in, okay, to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that is 657-383-1487. And tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Okay? Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Well, I've got some callers on the line. Okay? Let me take them one by one. Okay? Area code 509. Who do I have?
Hey, Kenny. It's Spencer. How you doing, buddy?
All right, buddy. How you doing, Spencer?
I'm doing okay, and I wanted to comment on what you had, your message to your listeners. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head, because our Christ will take away those sins, no matter what kind of terrible acts. There's only one being that can forgive us all. And there may be people out there who need guidance. And for one to open their heart to the Lord, they will be on the right track, no matter what. And no matter what kind of sin they've committed, our Lord will guide them to where they need to be. And I know that you had brought up temptation as well. Even though with that, temptation can be good, but it can also be a terrible thing. You know, when someone says, for example, you know, the past is the past, I ask you and the listeners to believe them. Because no matter what they've done, if they ask for forgiveness, our Lord is listening. And we should all listen. And Ken, when you just ask your listeners, are you tired of the way your life is? You know, the past few weeks I've been down with strep throat. It went into tonsillitis. I did not have a voice. And no matter how depressed and sick I was, and no matter how much pain I was in, I never, I never forgot of why I'm here. And, you know, that's the reason I haven't been calling in. And, I'm not really around anymore on, you know, social media or any type of chat rooms. But I do want to give you a shout out, Ken. I know you said that you were praying for me. When I was first, you know, going through this stuff. And I'd like to give a shout out to Cal Quinn Denton, a.k.a. Sweaty, Honky DC2, and Dr. Jones for contacting me personally, asking me how I'm doing, because they're good people. They're really good people, and they checked up on me. And even though I felt like, you know, there were some times, you know, I felt like, please, Lord, just take me now. Like, I was in so much pain. I really was. And I just knew one day, you know, I'm going to feel better. And even though I'm not 100% right now, I'm a little better, and I'm on the path to recovery. So, and I want to thank everybody for their prayers. Just to let everyone know, I am doing a little better, and I'm happy to be calling in. And, you know, I always love calling into your show, and I love supporting your show. I really do. I love
listening
to it. And absolutely. And I've been listening on the link, the past few weeks, and I apologize for not being to call in, but there was a time, you know, I didn't even have a voice at all. And I'm very thankful, you know, to the Lord that I have a voice now, and I'm on the road to recovery.
Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, I've been praying for you. I knew I'd eventually hear from you, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because I have
absolutely.
I don't have the ways like DC2 and all the others that can get a hold of you.
Oh, this is my number, buddy. The number, if you want to write it down.
Yeah, that's what I need to
you
do.
Just call me on this number. Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, I want to give a shout out to those guys, too, because they, you know, they didn't forget about me, even though, you know, I'm not, like I said, out in any of the rooms, but they, you know, they reached out to me and, you know, wished me the best and say that they were going to pray for me and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, it means a lot to me. And, you know, I've said this plenty of times before on your show, but prayers go a long way. And
yeah,
they
amen.
Absolutely do. And this is a perfect example. And I hope some of these guys are maybe calling in, maybe in the queue. I like to thank them personally, because I haven't really, you know, since I haven't had a voice, I haven't been able to thank them. But, yeah, see, like, even now, like, I'm not 100%. Like, I'll talk, and it was to the point when I was getting my voice back and I was speaking, like, my throat would just kill me. Like, it would hurt to talk. And now it's kind of like, the more I talk, my throat gets really, 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 like, really dry. And I start getting choked up. And it's, well, I guess it's part of the process, the healing process, you know. But I'm glad to be on that healing process instead of, you know, receiving some kind of bad news, like really worse news. Like, it's better than it could have been, is the way I look at it.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, let me bring on another caller, okay, and find out who this is. Hello, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny.
Shalom, GC2. How you doing?
Shalom.
Brother, is that Spencer?
Yeah, that's Spencer.
This is me. It's barely me, but it's me, brother.
Shalom, brother.
Shabbat shalom.
Kenny, it's like the old days, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Kenny, what's wrong with you? You don't sound happy. Did something happen?
No, nothing happened. No, I'm fine.
You sure, brother? Did one of your hemorrhoids flare up? It's all right, brother. Everybody's got some hemorrhoids.
No,
okay.
I'm fine. Okay?
Oh.
I'm hoping everybody else is fine and blessed.
Oh, yeah, brother. I'm feeling good. Listen, I'll be honest. I've spent a lot of time on the toilet today. I have the gastrointestinal problems, Kenny. But I prayed to the Lord, and I'm feeling much better now. So I have to say, you had a great message. And, the show's been really, it's really been great the last couple of days. The one thing I would say is maybe cut back on the music a little bit, brother. You know how I feel about it, but I got to say, I have enjoyed the show, and the more interactive it is, I feel like the better the show is, brother. So kudos to you. And also, you cited the sermon tonight. So kudos for that too, brother. Circle of trust. Amen.
Amen.
I've been doing that.
Amen. And also, Ken, I'm under the impression that there seems to be a new format going on for the past few days here?
Well, yeah, I've been telling people we're live. It's not pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. Okay, today is Friday, June the 21st of 2019. Okay, and so that way they know that it's a live podcast. It's not pre-recorded. Broadcast.
Amen. I do have to agree with DC2 about the music. I think, don't get me wrong, you know, music is great. Music is one of the best things out there in this entire world. But, you know, for the show, I think, you know, I agree with DC2 with the you got to interact, the interactivity, you know. It's like maybe like 15 minutes of the music, and then, I don't know, kind of like have like people calling in with their testimonies, you know, or just,
well,
you know, catching up with people, seeing how everyone's
request.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can
I think it was. It would
you
be
could
great.
Use the music as like a. You could use the music as like an intermission or something. Like you take a little break. Like a little of the music goes a long way, brother. Like you hit them with the interactivity and the godly talk, and you're helping people and you're helping people, and then you hit them with like a song with a great message. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. I play music, okay, in the beginning. For the praise and the worship part of the service, okay?
Amen.
Okay, and that's the reason why I play so many songs at the beginning of the show, okay? It's not because, I just want to play music. It's the praise and worship part of the service, okay? So, okay, and then I do, in between, play a couple songs here and there. Okay, for intermission. Okay.
Also, but at the same time, Ken, you remember when I first started calling in, but I never hit the one key. So if there are people out there who felt the same way that I did, because I was very nervous and shy to call in, actually come on the line. You know, so if we have this interactivity like we are now, people might be listening to it. And they hear our stories, or somebody else's story. They might feel a little more
comfortable.
I guess,
comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like having fellowship on but through the phone. You know what I'm saying? You still get the good Christian fellowship with your brother and sister, but since you can't be there in person, you're doing it through the phone. So that's a great point, Spence. I think when you have an interactive show like that, people that maybe are nervous at first, when you hear how great the show is and how much everybody loves the Lord, they'll be more inclined to hit that one button and come on the show and share their story, Kenny.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Oh, well, we got some more callers. Let me find out who we have. Okay.
Amen. There we go. There we go. And just like you say, Ken, maybe the one caller can trickle in 100 more. Amen.
Yep, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Who's this? Hey.
Is that Ronnie?
How's everybody doing? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey. Pastor Ken,
Kenny, you got to
hey, I don't know what's going on with them.
I think it's my friend Ronnie. Ronnie, are you still there, brother?
No, he's not.
You hung up on Ronnie, Kenny?
Huh?
Kenny, did you hang up on Ronnie?
No, I didn't hang up on him. I put him on mute. Okay,
well, can you unmute
him,
Kenny? I told him to call. Kenny, I told Ronnie to call the show because he's having a very difficult time.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
He needs your help, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, guy?
Oh.
What's up?
Bobo. Is that Bobo? My bad.
Yes, Bobo.
Yeah,
Bo. Can you tell Kenny to unmute Ronnie?
Is Ronnie still on the line?
I don't know if it's Ronnie or not, but they were having problems.
Kenny, Ronnie is
he
need your help.
It sounded like he may have been hyperventilating, and I can tell you, I've
been
there when I was like.
And this is Ronnie, man. This is Ronnie. You just hung up on me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I offended anyone, but I'm just sorry. Sorry, Pastor Ken. I'm just trying to seek some advice. I listened to your sermon, and you said to call in if some of these words hit close to home, and they hit me close to home. I'm sorry. Sorry. The verse, Matthew 5:23 and 5:24, which is our pair of closely related verses of the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew in the New Testament, that are a part of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus has announced that the anger that leads to murder and is just bad and murder itself, and that whoever is ever angry with his brother shall not be in danger of the judgment himself. This verse states that resolving these disputes should be taken priority in religious rituals. And, when he says, therefore, if you bring thy gift to the altar, and therefore remembers that thy brother against thee, leave thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First, well, my brother had something against me, and he left his gift to me before he took it to the altar, but he got me involved with drugs, and I'm done with them. And I'm sorry. I mean, that's just... I'm sorry. It just... I thought I was over it. I did some this morning. I'm just a little hyper.
Take a deep breath, okay, and speak slowly so I can you. Okay.
And just know that we're all friends here.
Yeah, we're
That's
all
no
friends
judgment.
Here. No,
Ronnie,
no,
nobody's going to judge you, brother.
But I wish you would have taken the gift to the altar not to be because it was just so much. I mean, no offense to him, but it was some good stuff.
Kenny, Ronnie is somebody that I've known for a while. He's a good man, but he has a very, very bad substance abuse problem. And listen, there's no judgment here. There's no judgment here. I'm just saying the Lord, Kenny, if you could somehow ask the Lord to give Ronnie the strength to deal with his cocaine addiction. It's a very scary thing. He's had a very difficult time. I pray for him very often.
Ronnie, hey, come here.
Yeah.
Right now.
What? So, dear Lord, we come to you in behalf of Ronnie. He has a problem with cocaine. Okay? Please place your arms around him and comfort him and let him know that you are with him. Okay, and that we're going to heal him from this addiction of cocaine. Okay?
Ronnie. Were you
talking Ronnie, you can't be doing lines while we're trying to pray. Well, Ronnie, get a hold of yourself, man. Come on. The pastor's trying to pray for you. You doing lines of cocaine on the show?
Holy lines. Holy lines. God.
I'm sorry, Ronnie. I've got to mute you. Okay?
Kenny, what are you doing, man?
I'm sorry. Well, we can't have this. Okay? Okay?
This is real life, man. This is real life. He needs your help, brother. Bobo.
What?
You agree with me here?
It's clear that Ronnie does need help, but I don't think just putting him on mute is the best treatment for him. But that's just my personal opinion.
All right, Kenny, it's your show, brother. I I'm trying to help him, man. I don't know what else to do, brother.
To be honest with you, guys, I think this is the show
Ronnie can listen, okay, because he's here. Okay, I got him. I got his name on his number, so I know who he is. Okay, and he can listen to it. Okay, listen, Ronnie. When you have a problem with drugs or alcohol, okay, you need to try to find a place that you can go to. Okay. Okay. All right.
I've got a couple of song requests
that a couple of listeners asked me to play. And then also we've got a great a public awareness announcement that I plan to share to you. Would you like to hear that now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Amen. Okay. Well, this is a request from Dale. He's an up-and-coming gospel singer, and he emailed me and asked if we would play it on air and just give him some exposure. So, anyway, Dale, this is for you, okay?
Touch through me, Holy Spirit, touch through me. Let my hands reach out to others. Touch through me. There's a lonely soul somewhere beating just one friend to care. Touch to me, Holy Spirit, touch to me. And love to me, Holy Spirit, love to me.
Okay, that was Dale. I enjoyed it. How about you guys?
It was definitely different.
Amen. It's well, Don, Spencer, what do y'all think? Did we lose Don?
What happened?
I guess you missed the song.
No, I heard the song, brother. It was great. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was Sweet Caroline when they go touching me, touching you, Sweet Caroline. I know people don't like that song. I don't care much for it either, for certain reasons. But that's what it reminded me of there. But yeah, if it makes the caller happy or the listener happy, I think that's all that matters.
Amen. Okay, well, now we're going to play the public service announcement for a cancer awareness. So anyway, everybody just listen in, okay?
Amen.
Fellas, you may not know it, but it's possible to injure yourself during intercourse, causing your erection to become curved over time. If you're curved, it could be an addressable medical condition called Peyronie's disease, or PD, that is experienced by thousands of other men. You're not alone. Ask a urologist, a specialist for men's health conditions like Peyronie's disease, about your curved erection. Find out more at learnaboutpd.com.
That has nothing to do with cancer.
Guys come in all shapes and sizes. There is no normal erection for everyone, but there is a normal for you. If, like thousands of other guys, you find that your erection doesn't look so normal anymore, it could be an addressable medical condition called Peyronie's disease, or PD. A curved erection with a bump that bothers you is not normal and should be checked out by a urologist, because you don't have to accept this as your new normal. Find a urologist at Learn.
Man, and I'm sorry. That's about men's health. I labeled it wrong. I apologize.
Well, hey,
yeah.
Man. Listen,
if
you got
3% of the male population suffers from that, so I think that it's a good thing to raise awareness about.
Amen. Hey, man. If you're suffering with the curved erection, you got to go see your urologist, brother. You might have Peyronie's disease. I didn't even know
exactly.
What it was till Bobo put it on to me.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kenny, you're doing great things here, man, raising awareness. I got to say, it was really, really a godly thing you're doing here, brother.
Amen to that.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, like I said, this type of talk does not need to be aired, really, okay? It really doesn't.
Kenny! Kenny, you're helping everybody, man. Why do you not want to help people, Kenny? You're looking at it all wrong, brother. Do you think God wants anybody to suffer from Peyronie's disease? Come on, Kenny.
No, but it's on the TV. People see the commercials.
Well, it's actually
not everybody has a TV, Kenny.
I mean, yeah, we got to spread it. That's why we're trying to spread awareness about it.
I know many godly people that do not have a TV, Kenny. okay? Okay? So listen, I think it's a really great thing what you're doing, allowing us to raise awareness for different things. And I think it's helping the people, brother, and that's what this is all about, bringing people to the Lord and helping people be as healthy as possible, Kenny. And you're doing that, man. So kudos to you, brother. Shout out to
Amen.
Bobo, too, bro.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself.
You know what? You know what? I still own half of this show. Can you move on from the erection discussions?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to hear another? We can play another song request if you would like.
Bobo, did you get that link for the godly song that I sent you?
Hold on.
It's called Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I have Hallelujah.
No. It's a live performance by John Dacre. He's a professional singer.
Okay.
I've
got that song. Let me I'll cue it up, okay? All right, hold
Thanks,
on.
Brother.
One
it's one of my favorites.
From another era, from another place. He's running the show.
Kenny, it's not ungodly, man. Don't let Farrar tell you it's ungodly. It's not ungodly. I promise you it's not ungodly.
We're not saying it's ungodly, okay?
Here it is.
My name is John Dacre. Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say hallelujah. I like a big pizza pie that's smothered. Bells will ring, tickling, the bell in foray. Today is a pizza pie. You're in love when you know that you're in San Mori to me, but you see back in old Napoli that's San Mori.
Okay. All right. That was
okay. I told you it was ungodly.
That was a wonderful song. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Amen.
All righty. Well, listen, I'm going to put you all on mute, okay? And I've got to go finish the show. I got to give the prophetic message.
How about one more quick
song? No. No more. Okay? No more. Okay. Let's get into the prophetic message here. Okay. The Father says today, you are not a bad parent. Even as I gave you power to become a son of God, so I gave you power to express my Father's heart, the same heart by which I loved and lead you. You are a leader. You are not a failure as a parent. Because I am on the inside of you and I am the ultimate father, you are therefore fully equipped in grace to have children and raise those children to maturity with success and happiness in life. Refuse to allow insecurity, falsehood, or the lie of the enemy to suggest you cannot be or have not been successful parents. You are raising champions that will excel and come to promotion in everything they put their hands to. Accept no substitute wisdom for what I have said about you. Am I on the inside of you determines your ability to parent and not any other thing. It doesn't matter if your parents were perfect. Forgive them and move on. okay? You're not living in the past. It doesn't matter if one or both of your parents were not in the picture. All you need to know and all you need to do is live to my word and raise your children regardless of their age in the way that they should go. You are never wrong to love. You're never wrong to correct. An uncorrected child is a parentless child, even if mom and dad are right there. Do not fear bringing correction, for if you love your children, you will correct them as necessary. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be obedient. If you correct your children, I will give you rest. As you love your children, your home and your tribe will become partakers of a fountain of life that will bless them and promote them from generation to generation, says God. Amen. And this goes out to those that need this message today, and you know who you are. Amen. So anyway, I'm going to play some more music, okay? Here we go. down to the final minutes, so it's time for me to say a prayer and then play a song to take us out. Okay, I want to thank all my callers, Spencer, DC2, Bogart, Denton, okay, that's calling and listening. There's a few others I haven't been able to get to. I'm sorry about that. All the listeners on the chat room and all the listeners on the link, I want to thank you for listening, and God bless you, okay, and may you have a blessed night. Now let's go with the closing prayer. Lord God Almighty, bring in the day of Jesus Christ, through whom we shall be united. Then we shall recognize each other as fellow citizens, as brothers and sisters, and we shall have peace on earth. Give your spirit anew, O Lord, O God, free and alight in every heart so that each person can acknowledge the word you have given and hold fast to all promises, Lord. Even in the dark and troubled times, Lord, be with us, Lord. Be with our people, Lord. Help us in our times, O Lord God. We wait for you, Lord. We wait your presence, a new peace, okay? Not an old peace. Not a return to comfort and selfish desires, but your peace, which shall bring us into a life of heaven where we find Jesus, the living one, our shepherd and leader. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I hope you all have enjoyed tonight's show. And be prepared to come back again tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay? I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out. Okay? Here we go.
Sometimes I think that I am wise. Sometimes I claim the gifts that you give is only mine. Sometimes I guess at what you want, but every time I trust my own mind, I am wrong. Oh, God. Thank you.
Amen. God, have your way in me. Yes, Lord, have your way in me. Well, okay, this concludes tonight's broadcast. Well, like I said, I want to thank you all, okay, for coming on, taking your time out of your life to listen and have fellowship, okay, with God's Rainbow Ministries. May God bless you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.